This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Two injured, an officer-involved shooting in South Wichita. We have the story.
This is day two of the machinist strike at Textron. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
A standoff in Kingman that lasted several hours has ended. A man and woman are in custody, Kingman Police Chief David Lux says. Police officers, deputies, and a highway patrol SWAT team were called to a residence in the 400 block of East B Avenue around 2 p.m. yesterday, where a stabbing suspect had barricaded himself inside. No injuries reported. The whole thing ended peacefully about 1 o'clock this morning.
A domestic dispute led to a shooting in front of Cessna Elementary School in South Wichita yesterday morning, 2100 block of West 45th Street South. Witnesses said the man and the woman had just dropped off their children when the man shot the woman in the chest. She tried to run to the school for help. He caught up to her and held a gun to her head. And then the man was shot twice by a Sedgwick County Sheriff's deputy when the man stepped away. Both the man and woman were hospitalized in critical condition. Sedgwick County Sheriff Jeff Easter says no children were hurt and no children were ever in any danger.
I know it can be scary. I know, you know, for parents it can be scary. But the fact of the matter is that, law enforcement showed up within 2 minutes of the shooting coming out, and it never got into the school itself.
As the incident unfolded, the school was placed on lockdown for about 2 hours.
A woman has been arrested following the fatal weekend shooting of a 38-year-old man at a Northeast Wichita apartment complex. This happened Sunday at the Inwood Crossing Apartments in the 3500 block of North Inwood. 35-year-old woman arrested early Monday morning on suspicion of first-degree murder. Police have not said what led to the shooting.
Machinists at Textron Aviation are on the picket lines after rejecting the company's contract offer this past weekend. Union worker Adrian Quixa says workers would like to pay less out of pocket for health insurance.
The benefits that were not there, health insurance not changing at all, and the pay grade, just everything that we go through and work for and everything, I think we deserve to get paid a lot better than what they had proposed.
And a date for the new contract talks has not been scheduled.
Former President Trump talks education and tax cuts at a rally in Pennsylvania.
Former President Trump again touting his tax cut policies, including no taxes on tips and ending taxes on overtime.
We will have no tax on Social Security benefits. No tax.
Telling a crowd in Indiana, Pennsylvania, if elected again, he'll focus on U.S. manufacturing, border security, bringing down prices and reducing energy costs.
And I'm going to close the Department of Education and move education back to the states. And we're going to do it fast.
Vice President Harris will campaign in Pennsylvania on Wednesday. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Israel's military continues to strike Hezbollah in southern Lebanon and is warning civilians there to evacuate. Fox's Mike Tobin is in Tel Aviv with more.
Israel's Home Front Command has warned people in the north of Israel not to travel, not to gather in group. School has been canceled on both sides of the border as more warfare is anticipated. Despite Israel's best effort, Hezbollah was able to launch rockets, and some of those rockets got through Israel's air defenses, at least three making an impact. One hit a home. The family was okay because they had already retreated to the bomb shelter. On the Israeli side, most of the injuries are minimal. normal. But Israel says since October 8th, some 9,000 rockets, missiles, and drones have been launched at Israel. This air campaign is intended to cripple Hezbollah's ability to fire more, but Lebanese civilians are caught in the crossfire.
And the Lebanese health ministry says at least 492 people have been killed and at least 1,600 injured.
KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Some Monday night football action last night. Some Kansas guys helping out. We'll talk about that coming up in sports.
The water level up slightly at Cheney Reservoir after the weekend rains. That story and more just ahead on the KNSS Morning News.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
KNSS News Time now, 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. Water levels at Cheney Lake are up slightly following weekend rains. They remain 7.8 feet below normal. That's a little above last week's reading of 8 feet below normal. Mayor Lily Wu says that doesn't mean conservation efforts are ending.
Last week we mentioned that, again, the levels are still so low that we need to continue with water conservation methods. So I'm just really grateful that the community is going along with these water conservation tactics.
Residents should avoid watering between 10 a.m. and 8 p.m. to conserve water and avoid being fined.
Hurricane John struck Mexico's southern Pacific coast last night with fierce winds and heavy rainfall after strengthening from tropical storm to major hurricane in just a matter of hours. John's rapid intensification caught authorities off guard as they scrambled to update their guidance to residents and keep pace with a stronger storm. It hit land as a Category 3 hurricane with winds of 120 miles per hour.
The most populous state in the country is the latest to restrict smartphone use by students.
California Governor Gavin Newsom says the idea is to help students focus on academics and the world in front of them, not their screens when they're in school. A law he just signed requires all public school districts in the state to pass rules to limit or ban students from using smartphones on campus. The deadline is July 1st, 2026. Several other states have enacted similar laws. The California School Boards Association is against the mandate, saying it should be left up to individual districts. Other opponents say the rules will make it harder for students to seek help in emergencies. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
A pro-police copy shop owner wins $4 million in a free speech lawsuit against Boise State University.
The lawsuit claimed that Big City Coffee closed its Boise State location following student backlash and school administration retaliation. Owner Sarah Fendley says the university terminated her contract after she took her public stance on social media in support of law enforcement following George Floyd's killing by police in Minneapolis. The university denies infringing on her First Amendment rights. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
And a traffic update here on your Tuesday morning commute. Take a look at the Cordell and Cordell traffic cam at, maybe we'll look at the one at Kellogg and Webb right now. And we've been keeping track of some slow-moving traffic near the Beechcraft factory with picket lines by the striking workers going on right now for Textron. Right now we're seeing some of the slower traffic, especially near Webb and Central at that location. So maybe some picket line activity there, slowing down some traffic near Central and Webb. And there's some pretty slow-moving traffic as well on Douglas east of Rock. That's traffic update. Steve and Ted, KNSS.
Now the forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
For your Tuesday, partly to mostly cloudy skies, another system swinging through, bringing that cloud cover our way. Also, a 20% chance of seeing a shower or thunderstorm out there. Not expecting anything severe, though, and the fall feel continues. Pleasant high of 75. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ron L. Williams.
Now clear sky, 54 degrees, calm, no wind at Wichita Severe Weather Station. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning on this September 24th. Of 2024, and on this date in 1789, President George Washington signed a Judiciary Act establishing America's federal court system and creating the post of Attorney General.
Oh, that's pretty important.
I think so. Yeah. I should be anyway. Obesity is high and holding steady in the U.S. About 4 in 10 Americans have obesity overall, and about 1 in 10 have severe obesity. And that's according to new government research. The overall rate has not changed significantly in the past decade, even as the rate of severe obesity is increasing. That means it's too soon to know whether new treatments for obesity can ease the epidemic of the chronic disease linked to dozens of health problems. Experts say preventing obesity in the first place is key, starting in early childhood. A chronic disease, I did some research, a chronic disease that's defined by a body mass. This is obesity or severe obesity. It's a chronic disease that's defined by a body mass index, a BMI, of 40 or higher. I'm not sure what that means, but here it is. That means being 80 to 100 pounds over your ideal body weight. And I can't remember what my ideal body weight is, but I'm at least 20 pounds over mine. I mean, I'd be the perfect weight if I was about 9 feet tall. Maybe I'm too short, Ted. But it's the same way.
They used to do that. You remember the parade in the newspaper on Sunday?
Yeah,
Once in a while, parade would have this thing where they would give you the nut. Put in your height, put in your body weight, and if you're over this, you're obese. And yeah. Every time I was like, well, I'm obese.
Yeah. And my wife says, she's done a lot of research on what she says, but it's the way the food is made.
Yeah, we all eat these insanely processed foods, and that's not good.
It's processed, and it's all, that's what we've got. And anyway, portions are all larger. I've noticed that in restaurants over the years. Portions have gotten larger.
Portions are too large, and they charge you all this money for it.
Anyway, there you go, obesity. It is a problem for some people.
You know, we went to Carriage Crossing in Yoder.
We did.
We were coming back from the fair.
Yeah.
You know, I got the chicken fried chicken.
You did.
And you know why I like that so much? It's because it's a 5-ounce piece of chicken fried chicken. It's just perfect. And no one else, everybody else serves you 16 ounces.
Oh, I got you.
They serve you this thing that's bigger than the plate.
Yeah.
It's like, I love the one at Yoder because it's 5 ounces. It's just perfect.
And even
like, I wish more restaurants would serve stuff that's just a nice size for a nice meal instead of something big enough to spill over your plate.
Of course, that 4 pounds of mashed potatoes you had didn't do any good.
Oh, well, there's that. And the gravy.
That was delicious, I'll tell you.
That was good.
You don't need that big a portion.
I like the portion size.
Well, on my case, I talk.
See, I like
off.
That place because the portion size is good, and then the pie, the portion size on the pie is massive.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why I like.
That's where you make up the difference with the pie.
I guess so.
All right. Steve and Ted in the morning here, 8:15 on this, as I said, this, what is this, Tuesday morning. And, this is the anniversary of the date of 1968 when the TV news magazine 60 Minutes premiered on CBS.
60 Minutes.
And I've been pretty much a faithful watcher, pretty much a faithful ever since. I mean, every Sunday evening at 6, I try to be there.
Yeah, it's on the air every week.
Try to be there.
For decades and decades and decades.
And some,
it's still on.
Some great shows and some great segments.
And they
on 60 Minutes.
Some pretty informative stuff that they trot out every week.
They do. Steve and Ted here on KNSS. What else we got for you this morning? Just wanted to mention again that Kmart is going under, the final one. The final full-size location of Kmart in the contiguous United States, once-dominated retailer, now finally closing.
Yeah, used to be pretty big time.
This was located at Binghamton Commons Mall in Binghamton, New York. Final day the store will be open is October 20th. A reduced-size Kmart still operates in Miami, and there are store locations in Guam and the U.S. Virgin Islands.
Oh, really?
But nobody's going there. All right. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
Well, the Walmarts and the Targets of the world have taken over, and Amazon.
Yeah.
And Kmarts of the world and the Montgomery Wards of the world, those Sears.
But didn't Kmart?
They've all gone away.
Kmart come along first with that whole format, though, really?
Well, yeah. I mean, that was some of the original big-time department store type places.
And Sam Walton came along. Okay.
Things have changed.
Keller up on 8:17, Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Let's go ahead and take a look at sports this morning with Ted Woodward. Ted?
And we'll start with baseball. This is the final week of the regular season for the Kansas City Royals, and they hope that there's a postseason after that. But you just don't know because the Royals have not played their best. In fact, they played probably their worst baseball in the entire season this last week, a 7-game losing streak in which they almost literally cannot score a run. They didn't score. They scored 0 runs on Saturday and 0 runs on Sunday in their last 2 games. And you can't win when that's going on. So we'll see what the Royals can do with their last six games. They're all going to be on the road. The first three are in the nation's capital. The Washington Nationals, the opponent, another team that is scuffling. Washington has lost seven of its last eight. The Royals are making their first visit to D.C. in 5 years. The Royals have not fared well against this franchise, to say the least. In fact, it's percentage-wise, it's the worst franchise ever for the Royals to take on in their franchise history. They've only won 29% of their games against the Expos / Nationals.
Ooh.
Not a very big sample size, but the Royals have lost 15 of their 21 matchups against the Expos and the Nationals. All right, now, ESPN still gives the Royals a 67% chance of making the playoffs, so we'll see if the Royals can maximize those numbers. Here's what the situation is. The Royals have a one-game lead over the Minnesota Twins for a playoff spot with six games to go in the season. So everyone is going to be super important. We'll see if the Royals can get rid of that losing streak and start making headway in the win column. The Royals and the Nationals. That'll be at 6 o'clock this evening. And that is live on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Tune in for that one. Before the Royals game, we'll talk some football on the weekly edition of the Chiefs Kingdom Show, hosted by the play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis. That will be at 5 p.m. before the Royals, also over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Chiefs are on a 9-game winning streak. Of course, that included winning the Super Bowl. They're off to a 3-0 start this season. They're in the number 3 spot right now, very early on in the conference standings, behind a couple of other undefeateds, the Bills and the Steelers. It's a big matchup for the Chiefs coming up this weekend. It's with first place in the division on the line. First place Chiefs visiting the second place Los Angeles Chargers on Sunday afternoon. Chiefs are an 8-point favorite going into that one, probably because the Chargers are having quarterback issues right now. So a lot to talk about tonight with the Chiefs Kingdom Show, and that'll be at 5 p.m. over on KFH. Monday Night Football last night, one of the two Monday Night Football games. We had the Washington Commanders on the road in Cincinnati taking on the Bengals. And Washington wins a high-scoring one, 38-33, as the Bengals fall to 0-3, including a loss to the Chiefs. Starting at offensive left guard for the Commanders, former Kansas State Wildcat Cornelius Lucas. On the offensive line that paved the way for three rushing touchdowns, only gave up a couple of sacks in the entire game. Starting at defensive end for the Commanders, a former Kansas Jayhawk, Dorrance Armstrong. He had a half sack for a three-yard loss. And also getting some playing time in this one for the Commanders, the rookie tight end from Kansas State, Ben Sinnott. So he got some playing time on offense and on special teams. How about your first-place Washington Commanders? That's right. They're back-to-back wins, and they're in first place with a 2-1 record. And a couple of Wildcats and a Jayhawk helping the Commanders to another win. And a happy birthday today to a basketball great came through the state. Drew Gooden is 43 years old today. A legendary Kansas Jayhawk, and then he played 14 years in the NBA. When he was with KU, he was a consensus first-team All-American in 2002. Then got drafted fourth overall by the Memphis Grizzlies and became an NBA All-Rookie first-team player. Pretty good guy at KU, and we go back to that year in 2002 when he led the nation in rebounding and was named the National Player of the Year. Jayhawks went 33-4, undefeated Big 12 Conference champions, made it to the Final Four. And that's why Drew Gooden's jersey is hanging from the rafters at Allen Fieldhouse. His jersey number 0 was retired after his great career. Pretty good for a National Player of the Year, and he played 14 years in the NBA. Drew Gooden, former Kansas Jayhawk, consensus All-American. It's his birthday. He is 43 years old today. And that's sports with Stephen Ted.
8:21 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Former high-ranking officials endorse Harris. That's on the way with Stephen Ted in the Morning here on KNSS.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Oh, this is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 8:30 here and 57 degrees. Boeing said Monday it made a best and final offer to striking machinists that includes bigger raises and larger bonuses, but the workers' union said the proposal isn't good enough, and there won't be a ratification vote before Boeing's deadline at the end of the week. The union complained that Boeing publicized its latest offer to 33,000 striking workers without first bargaining with union negotiators.
Attorneys for former Marion Police Chief Gideon Cody say the case against him should be dismissed. Cody was charged last month with interfering with the judicial process following a raid on the Marion County Record in August last year. Cody's attorneys say the complaint lacks adequate factual notice supporting the crime as charged. Pending a judge's ruling, Cody will make his first court appearance in early October.
The Wichita City Council will hold a workshop this morning. Mayor Lily Wu tells KNSS News. Part of the meeting will be a report from the fire department on fireworks use over the 4th of July. Council members will also discuss the environment.
We'll talk about solar energy and where solar farms are allowed to be located within Sedgwick County and then obviously here in Wichita.
Wu commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted of the Morning Show on KNSS.
Vice President Harris will not attend the Al Smith charity dinner as she faces criticism for her lack of press conferences and interviews. The Harris campaign saying she wants to focus on campaigning in battleground states as the election approaches. Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer reports.
Kamala Harris is skipping out on another campaign staple, the Al Smith Dinner. It's a white tie event that raises funds for Catholic charities. A campaign aide told The Hill she wants to maximize her time in battleground states instead. Harris is the first Democratic candidate to be invited and then not attend when the Republican did choose to attend in an election year since 1984. Former President Donald Trump blasted the decision on Truth Social, writing, quote, "I don't know what she has against our Catholic friends, but it must be a lot because she certainly hasn't been very nice to them. Any Catholic that votes for Comrade Kamala Harris should have their head examined."
The Harris campaign says the vice president will make more appearances and do more interviews in the coming weeks.
A verdict is handed down against the man who shot and killed 10 people at a Boulder, Colorado supermarket 3 years ago.
Ahmad Alyssa had the jury's decision read aloud to him in court by Judge Ingrid Backe.
We, the jury, find the defendant, Ahmad Alyssa, guilty of count number one, murder in the first degree.
That guilty verdict was repeated in 9 other murder counts, as well as 38 counts of attempted murder, a single assault charge, and 6 counts of possession of a high-capacity magazine. Alyssa claimed he heard voices the day he fired deadly shots at the King Super store in Boulder, but the jury decided the evidence in the case did not support a not guilty by reason of insanity verdict. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Alyssa will face a maximum sentence of life in prison. Colorado is not a death penalty state. Now the forecast with meteorologist Ron L. Williams.
For your Tuesday, partly to mostly cloudy skies, another system swinging through, bringing that cloud cover our way. Also, a 20% chance of seeing a shower or thunderstorm out there. Not expecting anything severe, though, and the fall feel continues. Pleasant high of 75. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Now calm and 57 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Stephen, 10 in the morning, KNSS 850 here on a Tuesday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Man and woman injured in officer-involved shooting near South Wichita Grade School.
Two.
Harris and Trump concentrating their campaigns in Pennsylvania this week.
One.
Textron Aviation Machinist Strike, day two. Three big things, Stephen, Ted on KNSS.
And a look at our traffic update here on the Tuesday morning commute. Check the Cordell and Cordell traffic cam at Kellogg and Webb on the east side of town. We've been looking at some picket line activity near the Beechcraft plant, and some of that has tied up traffic a little bit at some points today. We have some slow moving traffic right now kind of near Central and Webb at that location, and a little bit near Central and Greenwich, too. That's traffic update. Steve and Ted, KNSS.
Partly cloudy with a 20% chance for rain today and a high of 75 degrees. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 52. Wednesday, sunny. Tomorrow's high, 79 degrees. Now 57 degrees. The wind is calm at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Weather brought to you by the Monarch. Whiskey lovers, go to the Monarch for nightcap specials every day. From 10 till midnight, get half-priced pints and $7 signature old-fashions. The Monarch, West Douglas in historic Delano. With holiday shopping season around the corner, experts recommend caution when your favorite store offers you a credit card. According to the Federal Reserve, outstanding credit card balances reached $1.14 trillion as of August of this year, meaning credit card debt is increasingly a concern for millions of Americans. Bankrate found that the average store-only credit card has an average annual percentage rate of 30.45%, significantly higher than the average APR of 20.78% for all credit cards. Trading underway on Wall Street this morning. The Dow up 36 points. S&P is up just a fraction, and the NASDAQ is up more than 35 points.
And local business news from the Wichita Business Journal. A banker in Derby, Kevin Chase, and the high school football coach at Derby High, Brandon Clark, have been friends since 2015. And for almost a decade now, Chase and Clark have been helping companies build organizational culture in the Wichita area with a culture coaching business called Coach and the Cowboy. The business helps companies set and achieve organizational goals and achievements. And the two have co-written a book, which they launched this month. It's called Culture Champion.
McDonald's is approaching 30 locations in the Wichita area with its newest restaurant on Mays Road. A building permit with a valuation of $1.5 million was pulled recently to build a McDonald's in the lot just north of the Strip Center at the northwest corner of Mays Road and 37th Street in northwest Wichita. McDonald's will join several other fast food spots at that growing intersection, including Five Guys, Noodles & Company, Dairy Queen, and Bernard's. The intersection is anchored by the Menards at the northeast corner. And that's business news, local business news this morning from the Wichita Business Journal. All right, today is the 24th day of September.
Yeah, Christmas Eve is 3 months from today.
Christmas Eve countdown. There you go. Nia Vardalos is having a birthday. She is 62 years old. She starred in and wrote the romantic comedy film, My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
A huge hit.
Which garnered her nomination for the Academy Award for Best Original Screenplay.
She should have won for that. Good screenplay.
Since that time, there's been several sequels to the film. If you've never seen it, it's about a Greek-American family and this young woman who finds a nice American boy to marry.
Yeah, it's a funny movie.
And it's funny because everything in there is a Greek joke about Greek people, and they have a good sense of humor because all of these characters, believe me, I participated in my very small Greek wedding with my wife. Believe me, those people are pretty close to the ones I've met.
Is that the one where her dad can solve any problem with Windex?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And every word is associated with the Greek. It comes from a Greek word. I had a brother-in-law like that, a brother-in-law. Now, and to take you a little personal note, when Shelley and I first started dating, okay, her sister came to town from Texas with her husband, who's a Greek American. He came over from Greece, and she told me, she said, "My sister and her husband are not going to like you." I said, "Really? Why is that?" "Well, because you're an American, and they think American boys are all the same. They only want one thing." "Oh, really?" So anyway, I met Tommy and Mary, and guess what? Within about 5 minutes, Tommy and I were talking about football.
Did you win them over?
In about 10 minutes, they thought I was the greatest guy.
Oh, good for you. See, you did it.
The big Greek wedding. All right, coming up here, the Glenn Beck program this morning. Justin Haskins of the Heartland Institute. He's going to talk about a UN Summit of the Future, what that's all about. Top of the hour news this morning, two injured in officer-involved shooting near a Wichita school. If you missed any of today's show or just want to listen again, go on the Odyssey app. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, the Dana Lash Show. News updates all day. Stephen's Head in the Morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita.
You only get one chance to make a first impression.